Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses next summit in New Delhi, stresses India at a crucial point of historic journey towards Viksit Bharat. India has secure energy supplies amid West Asia conflict, government assures in Parliament. Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says domestic LPG output rose by 28%, centre making all efforts to ensure household supply. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses safety of shipping and India's energy security with his Iranian counterpart. MEA says government shifted several Indians from Tehran to safer locations. Iran's new Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei says all U.S. bases should be immediately closed in the region, warns Strait of Hormuz to remain closed. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions in Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat tomorrow. And India's dominance continues with addition of 12 gold medals on day 2 of World Para Athletics Grand Prix in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted Mahatma Gandhi's Dandi March, which began on this day in 1930, and said it was a turning point in the freedom struggle. He said that today also we are at a point of a long and historic journey of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing the three-day Global Leadership Forum Next Summit 2026 in New Delhi. We now go over live to the Prime Minister's address.
आज इनकी संख्या भी बढ़कर दोगुनी हो गई है. गैस पाइपलाइन जो करीब 3,500 किलोमीटर होती थी उसको 10,000 किलोमीटर तक विस्तार किया है, क्योंकि करीब 60% एलपीजी विदेशों से आती है. इसलिए देश के बड़े पार्ट्स, देश के बड़े बड़े पोर्ट्स, वहां पर इंपोर्ट टर्मिनल कैपेसिटी भी बहुत बढ़ाई गई है. साथियों, साल 2014 से पहले तक देश में सिर्फ 25-26 लाख घरों में ही पाइप से सस्ती गैस यानी पीएनजी की सुविधा थी. आज ये संख्या भी 1.25 करोड़ से अधिक पहुंच गई है.
Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He stressed that the country's crude oil position is secure and domestic supply of LPG is fully protected. He said the government's priority is to provide uninterrupted LPG supply to 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged. The minister said LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directives and further procurement is currently underway.
In the last 5 days, LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directive, and further procurement is actually underway. Modi government's foremost priority is that the kitchen of India's 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged, do not face any shortage. Domestic supply is fully protected and the delivery cycle is unchanged. The standard time for booking to delivery for domestic LPG cylinders remains 2.5 days unchanged.
Mr. Puri said despite having no role in causing the West Asia conflict, India has to navigate through its consequences. He said the Strait of Hormuz has been effectively closed to commercial shipping for the first time in recorded history. He said there is no shortage of petrol, diesel, kerosene, aviation turbine fuel in the country.
India's crude supply position is secure. There is no shortage of petrol, diesel, kerosene, ATF or fuel oil. The availability of petrol, diesel, aviation, turbine fuel, kerosene and fuel oil is fully assured.
Earlier, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is a lot of panic regarding LPG and restaurants are struggling to operate and street vendors are also being affected.
The foundation of every single nation is its energy security. Why a nation the size of India would allow any other nation, the president of another nation, to give us permission to buy Russian oil, to decide who our relationships are with?
Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India imports almost 60% of LPG and most of it comes from the Strait of Hormuz.
As far as the crude is concerned, the situation is quite comfortable. We are the fourth largest refiner in the world, and this is something which is giving us a lot of comfort in terms of the availability of the products like petrol and diesel. On 9th of March, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas issued an order under Essential Commodities Act, which has directed all the refineries to maximize the production of LPG. And as a result of that, the production has increased. Now it is 28% of our domestic production. So that is the increase.
Special Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said there have been maritime incidents involving Indian crew on foreign-flagged vessels. He informed that there were 78 Indian seafarers on board these vessels, of whom 70 are unhurt and have escaped.
Ministry continues to closely monitor the prevailing maritime situation in the Persian Gulf, the region, and has strengthened monitoring and preparedness measures in view of the evolving situation in that region. Regular interaction with industry and stakeholders is being maintained to provide all assistance. And government remains fully committed to ensuring safety and welfare of Indian seafarers and protecting India's maritime interests.
Joint Secretary for Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Senthil Rajan has said that states and union territories have been advised to take strict measures against hoarding of essential commodities and ensure uninterrupted availability of essential supplies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Iranian counterpart Syed Abbas Araghchi discussed issues pertaining to safety of shipping and India's energy security during their last conversation. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both ministers have held three conversations in the last few days.
External Affairs Minister and Foreign Minister of Iran had three conversations in the recent days. The last one discussed issues pertaining to safety of shipping and India's energy security. Beyond that, it would be premature for me to say anything.
Mr. Jaiswal said missions in the Gulf Cooperation Council are in constant touch with Indian nationals and are helping with commercial flight options. He said India has 9,000 nationals in Iran and the Indian Embassy in Tehran is helping those who wish to leave Iran with alternative options.
We have shifted several Indian nationals, including students and pilgrims who were based in Tehran, to other safer locations and cities in the country. We are also assisting Indian nationals who wish to travel to Azerbaijan and Armenia and from there to take commercial flights to return home. We are assisting them with visas. We are also assisting them with land border crossings.
Meanwhile, Gulf Cooperation Council countries are intensifying coordination after a series of attacks that have pushed the region into one of its most serious security crises in decades. Officials say the bloc has shifted from diplomatic mediation to a posture of active defense following the escalation that began on the 28th of February. Since then, several member states have reported waves of drone and missile attacks targeting strategic infrastructure and urban areas, raising concerns about the risk of a wider regional conflict. Diplomatic activity has also accelerated in recent days. A report.
Following the Bahrain-Chad emergency sessions and an EU summit early March, the GCC condemned widespread strikes in civilian and energy infrastructure across all six member states. In response, the UN Security Council adopted Resolution 2817 yesterday, with 13 votes formally denouncing the regional attacks despite abstentions from Russia and China. During the emergency consultations, GCC leaders reaffirmed the principle of indivisible security, stating that security of all member states is interconnected and that any attack on one member is considered as an attack on all. The Council has also activated provisions of its joint defense agreement, increasing cooperation in air defense coordination, intelligence sharing and maritime monitoring, particularly in areas around the Strait of Hormuz. This mobilization specifically invokes Article 2 of the GCC Joint Defense Agreement, which mandates a collective military response to external aggression against any member state. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
An oil tanker carrying crude oil arrived in Mumbai yesterday after safely transiting the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The vessel is the first India-bound ship to pass through the waterway after maritime traffic slowed following recent US-Israel strikes on Iran. The vessel is carrying over 1,35,000 metric tons of crude oil and has docked at Jawahar Dweep, where unloading operations have begun. Two special Kuwait Airways cargo flights carried fresh food from India to Kuwait today, arranged by Fair Exports India, a division of Lulu Group. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today held talks with his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono on the West Asia conflict. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he appreciated the exchange of perspectives on the West Asia crisis. He added that both sides discussed bilateral ties and agreed to hold the joint commission meeting soon. Iran's new Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei, in his first message, said that all U.S. bases should be immediately closed in the region. Iranian state media reported that in a televised address today, Mojtaba Khamenei further said that the Strait of Hormuz will continue to be closed to pressure Iran's enemies. He also called for unity among people. He added that Tehran will seek compensation from enemies. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this while addressing the media in New Delhi today. He noted that Prime Minister Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. The Supreme Court today ruled that eligibility for OBC reservation cannot be determined solely by parental income, and treating private and PSU employees differently from government employees amounts to discrimination. A bench of Justices B.S. Narasimha and R. Mahadevan ruled this while upholding Delhi, Madras and Kerala High Court's decisions on OBC non-creamy layer claims in civil services exams. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted a key ground test of its CE-20 cryogenic engine, demonstrating higher thrust capability that could improve the performance of India's heavy lift rocket, the LVM-3 launch vehicle. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions over Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat tomorrow. The Met agency has also issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. Thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are likely over the northeastern region, Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim for the next 2 to 3 days. In World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026, India delivered an exceptional performance on day 2 of the event in New Delhi, winning 12 golds and securing multiple podium finishes across track and field events, including several clean sweeps of the podium. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses next summit in New Delhi, stresses India at a crucial point of historic journey towards Viksit Bharat. India has secure energy supplies amid West Asia conflict, government assures in Parliament. Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says domestic LPG output rose by 28%, centre making all efforts to ensure household supply. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses safety of shipping and India's energy security with his Iranian counterpart. MEA says government shifted several Indians from Tehran to safer locations. And India's dominance continues with addition of 12 gold medals on day 2 of World Para Athletics Grand Prix in New Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.